The Feast of Our Lady of Fatima has us ask this question: how do we interpret history? How do we interpret history? Now, most people, most of the time, interpret history geopolitically, socially, economically. And all of those are important ways by which to interpret the world in which we live. But the Roman Catholic Church has said for 2,000 years, and Judaism before, and even still today, that the primary way in which we have to interpret history is theologically. We have to see it and understand it through Jesus Christ. Now think about it this way. Many people at the time of our Lord's crucifixion interpret it politically. There was this collusion between Rome and the Jewish leaders to get rid of this troublemaker. He was just making things too messy in Jerusalem. And then for the Sanhedrin, they were the guys with the bucks in Jerusalem. They interpreted this event economically. This guy's not good for the bottom line. We got to get rid of him. And St. Paul, when he was the Pharisee, interpreted the cross as an abomination, the exact opposite of what God would ever do. And how is it that St. Paul, before he became St. Paul and was still Saul the Pharisee, how did he interpret it that way? Well, it's because he would have known this verse from the book of Deuteronomy. When someone is convicted of a crime punishable by death and is executed, and you hang him on a tree, his corpse must not remain all night upon a tree. You shall bury him that same day. For anyone hung on a tree is under the curse of God. So Saul the Pharisee interpreted the cross judicially. By that I mean, he thought, that guy's a criminal. He's worthy of death. Three times Deuteronomy says, if someone is convicted of a capital crime, hang him on a tree. But here's the remarkable thing. When St. Paul became a follower of Jesus, the tree meant something very, very different. And listen to how St. Paul puts it in today's reading from the letter or the book of Acts. Even though they found no cause for a sentence of death, they asked Pilate to have him killed. When they had carried out everything that was written about him, this is key. Now St. Paul understands everything in the Old Testament theologically. It's all pointing to the cross. And listen to what he says next. Having carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the tree. And they laid him in a tomb. Now, Deuteronomy referred to a tree, a tree, a tree, three times. Now, St. Paul interprets Deuteronomy this way. It is the tree. And from that tree, they put him in the tomb, and from the tomb, he was raised from the dead. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is fundamentally important for all of us to understand. Everywhere in the world around us, history is interpreted economically, geopolitically, judicially, and as I said before, these are all important ways to interpret the world. But you'll never make sense of the world if you do not interpret it theologically. Because that's what the cross is all about. And indeed, it is this theological interpretation of history that Our Lady gave to three children who were peasants, by the name of Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia. And here's the remarkable thing. On this date, 105 years ago, Our Lady helped three children to look at the 20th century theologically. She anticipated what would happen with Russia. She actually anticipated the Second World War. She anticipated that a man in white would be shot, and she anticipated that her Immaculate Heart would prevail. And the other thing about the apparitions at Fatima is we have the most, I think, verifiable miracle of history. Over, I think it was, I can't remember how many people, but there were many people, maybe 800 or something like that, who were there in October of 1917 to see what was called the miracle of the sun, where the sun span and came down, and then there was this torrential downpour, and then the ground dried suddenly. What is this all about? It's about this, my dear friends, that we live in a world that is profoundly confusing. We live in a world that, if you just try to interpret it economically, socially, geopolitically, it seems unhinged. What is happening? But if we understand the world primarily theologically, then we can hear the words from today's gospel. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. 2 years after the assassination attempt on his life, when Pope John Paul II met with his would-be assassin, Ali Aka, he, John Paul II, said to him, "Fatima saved my life." And Ali Aka at first thought, "Oh no, who's Fatima? She's the daughter of Muhammad." And that's what he thought. And he was terrified. He thought that Fatima was going to come out and get him. And what the Holy Father said to Ali Aka was, "No, no. She is merciful. She is forgiving. She wants you to come to her son." Sadly, Ali Aka interpreted that event not theologically. But when he spoke to reporters afterwards, he said, "The Pope tried to bribe me with a red hat. He was going to make me a cardinal." You see, we can miss history. We can miss its true interpretation. We can miss the visitation of Our Lady. And nothing takes away from the confusion and the difficulty of our lives. For you might know that Francisco and Jacinta both died as children from the Spanish flu. Seems senseless at some level. And it was only Lucia, who eventually became a nun, and actually lived to see the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II, and I believe was still alive when he, the Pope, in 2000, revealed the secret of Fatima. Never allow yourselves to interpret history primarily in the way the world does. You've got to understand it theologically. That's what St. Paul did. That's what our Lord did when he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." And when he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's exactly what Jesus is saying. Understand your lives through me, and you always come to the Father. May we be thankful for this great faith that is a gift. May we be thankful that we have the insight of the church, the example of St. Paul, the great apostle, the example of Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia, to help us understand that the true meaning of history is hidden from most people, because it only makes sense through the tree, the one who died and rose from the dead. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.